everyone, and welcome back to Talking Classrooms, podcasting as a tool for educational communication and reflection. I'm your host, Bulelani Makhwanana, and today we are diving into a topic that's shaping classrooms, lecture halls, and even our personal study habits around the world: the use of AI in academics. Now, if you're like me, you've probably seen AI popping up everywhere in essays, research tools, apps that solve math problems in seconds, even in generating lesson plans for teachers. But the big question is AI helping us learn, or is it making us lazy? Let's unpack this together. So let's start with the basics. When we talk about AI in academics, what do we mean? We are talking about tools like ChatGPT, Grammarly, Khan Academy's AI Tutor, Duolingo's personalized learning, and even plagiarism checkers. These are designed to make education smoother, more accessible, and sometimes even more fun. But as exciting as this is, there's always that one question floating around: are students really learning, or are we just outsourcing our brains to technology? Let me take you back to my own journey. When I was in school, we didn't have AI to instantly explain a math equation or summarize a long textbook. I remember struggling with physics formulas, sometimes sitting with a problem for hours. Today, a student can type that same problem into an app and get step-by-step answers in seconds. Now, don't get me wrong, I think that's very amazing, really amazing. But here's my reflection. Isn't part of education about the struggle, the critical thinking, the aha moment after wrestling with a problem? I've had students who come to me for tutoring, and I can immediately tell if they've been relying too heavily on AI tools. They know the answers, but not the process. That's a challenge we need to talk about. Let's be fair. AI isn't just making us lazy. It has a ton of benefits in academics. Number one, personalized learning. AI can adapt to your pace. Imagine a classroom where every student learns differently. AI can bridge that gap. Number two, accessibility. For students with disability or language barriers, AI can literally open doors. Text-to-speech, translations, captions, these are life-changing. Number three, time-saving for teachers. Teachers can generate quizzes, lesson plans, and feedback in minutes. That means more time for what actually matters, connecting with students. And if we are honest, students already use AI daily. Even something as simple as autocorrect is AI. So maybe it's not about whether to use it, but how to use it. Now, on the flip side, let's look at the risk. Number one risk, plagiarism. Some students just copy and paste answers from AI without thinking. Number two is over-dependence. What happens when students stop thinking for themselves? Number three is bias and inaccuracy. AI can actually give wrong or biased answers, and if we don't question it, we end up misinformed. Here's something interesting. Some universities have already started banning or restricting AI tools, while others are encouraging them. It's a battle between fear and adaption. So let's make this interactive. I'll throw some questions out there, and I want you listening wherever you are to reflect for yourself. Question number one, if you're a student, do you feel guilty using AI for assignments, or do you see it as just another resource like Google? If you're a teacher, would you rather your students use AI responsibly or not at all? And for parents, do you think AI is preparing your child for the future or making them too dependent? Personally, I think the middle ground is key. We can't ban technology. No, we can't ban technology. It's here. It's here to stay. But we also can't let it replace human effort, creativity, and critical thinking. Let me share a few examples. At Stanford University, some professors are actually encouraging students to use ChatGPT, but they must cite it, just like any other source. In South Africa, some schools are experimenting with AI-powered learning platforms to help students in rural areas to catch up with subjects they've struggled in. On the other hand, I've heard stories and I've read stories of students failing because they copied AI answers that turned out to be completely wrong. So it's clear. AI is a powerful tool, but a dangerous crutch if misused. So what can we do now? What can we do? For students, use AI as a guide, not a substitute. Ask it to explain, not give answers. For teachers, embrace AI, but teach digital literacy. How to question, verify, and critically analyze what AI provides. For parents, encourage your kids to explore AI, but also push them to solve problems without it sometimes. And my personal tip, always double check AI's answers. Treat it like a helpful friend, not the ultimate authority. So, where does this leave us? AI in academics is not the enemy, no. It's not the enemy. It's a partner. But like any other partnership, it only works if both sides bring something valuable. We need to keep asking, are we learning or are we just outsourcing our thinking? Because the real value of education is not just about answers. It's about the journey of finding them. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Talking Classrooms. I would love to hear your thoughts. Have you used AI in your studies or teaching? Did it help or hinder you? Share your experiences with me and let's keep this conversation alive. Until next time, I'm Bulelane Magwanqana, reminding you that classrooms aren't just physical spaces. They are reflections of how we think, learn, and adapt to change. Stay curious, stay critical, and keep talking classrooms.